So today we're continuing our focus on reclaiming our leadership capacities. And as we do, we'll keep in the forefront of our minds Karl Popper's insights on the need for an individualist altruism to fuel an authentic leadership. As Karl Popper never fails to point us to the right conversations, the ones we need to be having, to think through and move to new habits of self-governance. As we explore in more depth the notion of leadership which, to reiterate, as we've just seen, cannot be released while we give our allegiance to the corporate we, and this includes nonprofits, NGOs, we'll be tying his insights to these threads that we're weaving in. How to develop and disseminate broadly the belief that leadership is our common endowment. How to develop and disseminate broadly our understanding of the connection between the deterioration of our moral sense when leadership is left to statesmen who are defining us as inherently violent. How to develop and disseminate broadly our understanding of how our true gifts wither when we're trained to follow, i.e. when our true selves are suppressed, and the implications of disappearing from the discourse, the fact that rage comes from containment. It's not inherent in our nature. It's as if to say, I don't know if any of you have read Unpacking Democracy, the little first volume of the series that I put together. One of the little poems in there is about how I watched this group of parakeets being systematically transferred from one cage to the next. And when one was left, fought just as hard. And the guy goes, can't he see that it's inevitable he's going to be captured? Why does he still fight so hard? But it's, and I said, perhaps he has more inherent dignity than we. But it's as if we were to say that parakeets are inherently violent because as that man's palm was clutching his throat, he started pecking at it madly. See? See? As that parakeet is being squeezed, who would say parakeets are inherently violent? Well, we are being squeezed, brothers and sisters. We are being squeezed. And when we lash out at each other, power takes its pundits, puts its big bright lights on that, boosts it up before our eyes and says, look at you guys, how violent you are. You need our help. I hope you guys heard that Ladysmith Black Mambazo song, Long Walk to Freedom, we played before the show started. It's a powerful song. I'll try to play it if there's time again. When he says, good boy, good boy. You did a good job. Good boy, good boy. You did a good job. Which we say to our children, by the way. Good job, good job. So I'm challenging us to carry our logic even further, to look at our humanity and say, it's not right for anybody to be treated like a child, not even a child. They're brilliant, brilliant human beings. Please stop saying, you did a good job. But in that song, he said, we come so far, speaking the, it's like that there's in the Bay Area years ago, a group called New Bridges, and they had this exercise. They would have targeted groups stand up and say, it was sort of like the speaking bitterness sessions that I remember reading about, which I have conflicting feelings about because the Cultural Revolution in China is a horror. But the speaking bitterness struck me. Because this New Bridges exercise was like that. They said, Stand up and say what you never want to hear spoken to you again. And that's what this long walk to freedom was like. It was like speaking bitterness, saying those words you never want spoken to you again. Good boy, good boy. You did a good job. We come a long way to lead you. Don't you understand that? We come a long way to take over. Rage comes from containment.